But overall, I agree with Sean. He creates content on YouTube under Actual Justice Warrior if you want to check out his content. But what he says there is totally true.
Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and weirdly, I am shooting an immigration video after shooting a Majority Report video. But this time, it's in New York City, and trust me, it's completely different, completely interesting, because right now we have migrants, specifically black migrants, as is titled in these local news segments, but in reality, African migrants, demanding better treatment from the city of New York, demanding more benefits, because they have actually run out of money in the city of New York. We can't even shelter these people if they're individuals for longer than 30 days, if they're families for longer than 60 days. And these migrants have had enough. So they're protesting at City Hall, demanding their rights that they're entitled to as the God-tier super citizens, because, you know, they committed asylum fraud and that grants them all these privileges and immunities. And it's absolute madness in every possible way. And I thought it was important for us to talk about it. But before we get into that, I want to thank everybody signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th in Austin, Texas, I will be at Minds Fest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AJW for 20% off.
Today, hundreds of black migrants, many from African countries, showed up at City Hall demanding better treatment. They say they just want a job and basic shelter.
And Chopper 2 was overhead this afternoon showing a large group outside City Hall just how many people this issue is impacting. The steps of City Hall also packed. CBS 2's John Diaz reports now on the changes that they're calling for.
So as you can see, these are a lot of migrants that are protesting at City Hall, demanding that they have the right to work in the United States of America, that those things should just be granted to them. And I will point out that if they would have came here under a legal non-asylum fraud system, they would actually be able to work if they came here under a work visa. But instead, a bunch of these people have decided to fraudulently claim asylum. They decided to go in through the southern border. And if you guys are a little bit confused, the southern border is not Africa. Just so you know. So they passed through a bunch of different countries while claiming asylum, which is a clear and obvious instance of fraud. And now when they got to New York City, where they were promised all these privileges and immunities, they found out that New York City doesn't have unlimited resources. So a lot of these people have been living in Central Park, which, by the way, means they're ruining Central Park. And we actually have some on the ground reporting from Ashley St. Clair and Savannah Hernandez. They're both friends of the channel. I will throw their links in the description. And you can see through the images and videos that they put out that these people, they're taking over everything.
All right, guys, this is Savannah Hernandez in front of City Hall in New York. And as you guys can see, I am surrounded right now by hundreds of illegal immigrants from New Guinea and also from Haiti. All right, so majority single men from Africa. And I want to take you guys around what this park looks like. And more importantly, what every single park in New York is starting to look like. Just yesterday, I was in the East Village area, and there were two children's parks right next to a church that the city is currently using to house single males. So children are playing right next to this. More importantly, the city of New York has spent $2 billion at this point on this crisis. They said that through 2025, they're going to try to spend $12 billion because that's what it's going to take to sustain all of these people.
Now, I will point out in one of these images, you actually see Ashley St. Clair point out that you have 7.2 million people who have entered the country illegally under the Biden administration. Now, I'm not sure if this is total encounters plus getaways or just encounters at the border. I will check on that a little bit later. But yeah, this is obviously a problem. We have a flood of people entering this country. But the huge problem is that the overwhelming majority of them are committing fraud in our asylum system. And by the way, this is something that President Joe Biden, as candidate Joe Biden, expressly asked for. He told these people to surge to the border.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Because back then, it was in vogue to call Trump an evil white racist for pointing out that a lot of these people are starting to abuse the asylum system, but they're not applying for asylum in all these different various countries that they stop in on their way to the United States of America.
Every migrant we spoke with has something in common. They want to work. Right now, they're trying to cut through all the red tape that's stopping them, asking local leaders to put pressure on Washington, D.C. to make a change.
Now, the migrants are demanding that the New York City government put pressure on Washington, D.C. in order to authorize their ability ability to work earlier. And again, I will just point out that I don't have a problem in general with economic migrants coming through the legal way, but it is very important for you to understand that these are not people who are identifying themselves as economic migrants because there's different restrictions and rules that apply to them. They decided to flood the asylum system, and now they're mad that the rules of the system that they're defrauding prohibits them from working for a certain period of time. But worse, they actually want the Biden administration to accelerate their work process so that they can get jobs. But the problem with that will incentivize more and more people to flood the border and overwhelm the asylum system. And again, I just want to point out that not only is this a disaster for people who are actually citizens in the United States of America, but it's also a disaster for legitimate asylum seekers. Like, imagine if you're actually fleeing legitimate political persecution, if you actually don't have any other viable options but the United States of America. Well, you're being grouped together by a bunch of these scammers who are doing sham marriages, as we've covered before, and all these other things to make themselves seem more sympathetic to the asylum courts, when in reality, in actuality, through their actions, they have proven that they're economic migrants. Now, I don't want these people here not working. I don't want these people here mooching off the taxpayer, but the solution of just giving them working papers and hoping everything will work out is not a solution at all. In fact, this incentivizes this very same asylum fraud behavior even more so, and it says, hey, you know what? If you put pressure on these local governments, you'll end up being rewarded for it, rewarded for your fraud, and we just can't have that. We need stronger deterrence, and if these people out here protesting are demanding that the rules be bent even further for them, I would be IDing them and sending them back to Africa.
As dozens rallied on the steps outside City Hall and hundreds showed up in support nearby, inside the council chambers, tears were shed for all black migrants impacted by what advocates are calling unfair treatment.
Yeah, also, I just want to point out that I don't want these people here if they're going to play the racial politics just like regular citizens of the United States of America, saying that the black migrant is somehow above all the other migrants. The black person committing asylum fraud is somehow better than the Venezuelan migrant that is committing asylum fraud. When in reality, let me be 100% clear about this, they're actually worse, because you have to get on a plane from Africa, go to Latin America, pass through a bunch of different countries through the process. So in my opinion, the more countries you pass through, the more fraud you're committing. This isn't a situation where these people are from Haiti and they take a boat directly to Florida, and technically that is their first destination, so you would actually be following the rules if you applied for asylum there under those circumstances. Although I will point out that a bunch of Haitians don't even do that. They also land in Latin America and work their way up, also defrauding the system. These people are from Africa. They're from Guinea. I've actually met these people. We've done videos on it about us seeing them at the airport in Arizona being flown across the country by these nonprofits. These are the maximum fraudsters. They're not the most victimized victims ever. They're actually some of the worst perpetrators of asylum fraud ever, because they came from so far. And by the way, even worse than them are the Chinese people that are claiming asylum fraud at the United States border. They're even further away. So yeah, I don't think they get special privileges and immunities for breaking the law even harder, but apparently they think they're entitled to that because you not giving them that makes you an evil white racist. So shut up with your evil white racism. Now, I'll also point out a few things about that particular sign right there, which says seeking refugee is a human right. They're actually seeking asylum. They're called asylees, not refugees. The grammar in that sentence, absolutely horrible. Secondly, who the hell made them this sign? This is a very professional sign, but it's also grammatically incorrect. So it leads me to believe that somebody made them this sign, but did it wrong on purpose, so it looked like just an ordinary African with broken English made it. But just look at the professional nature of that. On top of that, they're not even refugees, unless they are. I mean, we could talk about that later. These people are asylees because they're seeking asylum. Refugees apply for entry to your country from without the country. These people flooded the border to apply for asylum, which is done when you're in the country. So no, this is ridiculous in every way. And B, yeah, while you can apply for asylum, this is recognized under international law, you're supposed to go to your next safe country. You defrauding the asylum system is not a human right, and you should be deported, and I would be taking names of the people that are here for this nonsense.
They are here to show you that they belong and that they are here. and that they should not be erased. Please listen to them.
Those signs are definitely professionally made to be wrong, to make them seem more dumb and more sympathetic at the same time, because I just saw another one. And secondly, this very large woman who's tearing up and crying is from an organization that, no joke, is called this. UndocuBlack Network. She is the executive director of UndocuBlack Network. UndocuBlack. Get it? It's like undocumented, but with black at the same time, in case you can't understand where they're going with this. So this woman heads up an organization, let's be clear about this, that is racializing the asylum fraud issue in the United States of America, claiming extraordinary additional victimization for black people that are defrauding the system in the United States of America. Again, if you have African passports when you show up to the border to claim asylum, you should be deported immediately. You shouldn't even be deported. You should be denied entry, because the number of countries that you have to pass through and then you're claiming asylum is so asinine. It's so numerous. You could have had so many different options that we can't tolerate this. We have already a bunch of people from Latin America passing through a bunch of different countries on their way to the US border, that we can't accept additional people from Africa. We can't accept additional people from Asia, from across the world, in order to do this. This is just madness in every possible way. And we definitely don't need the executive director of UndocuBlack trying to guilt us, trying to say, oh my God, you evil white racism with your white guilt. You need to let these people in, because even though they're committing asylum fraud, they're black while doing it.
And that they should not be erased. Please listen to them.
I honestly absolutely hate leftist language. I despise it. They should not be erased. Nobody's erasing them. We're trying to get them back to their home country. Get on a plane, hop on, and fly. I'll even fly them first class. I don't give a damn. And go back to your home country. You can't commit asylum fraud here. You can't erase the fact that they committed asylum fraud here.
Tuesday, city council members held its first hearing to learn more about the experiences black migrants have been going through in New York.
Black migrants have reported verbal and physical abuse due to the color of their skin.
No, absolutely not. We're not doing this. We are not having this situation arise in the United States of America. Listen, I got no problem with Africans, right? I've never been wronged by a legitimate African in my entire life. It's never happened. I got no issue with them. Got no issue with Asian people. Got no issue with Chinese people. In fact, I lived in a Chinese neighborhood for an extended period of my life. Very lovely people. But you can't defraud the asylum system. And no, on top of that, you're not able to do the racial politics thing and talk about how, oh my God, the evil white racists with their evil white racism. If America's such a white supremacist country, then leave. Feel free. Just escape. Go. Why are you trying to live here if America is so, so racist to you as individuals? And in fact, if we're being 100% real, if we're being 100% honest, the people that are hurling insults at these black African migrants, the people who are really getting mad at them, you know who those people are.
Federal immigration laws are either slowing down the process for these migrants to get working permits, or depending on what country they come from, it makes them ineligible.
But when they give our work permits, we can work and take care of ourselves.
Look, if we had a one-time issue with the surge of people from an individual country, you know, like the big Cuban drop of people in Florida that all came at the same time, but it wasn't an ongoing continuous wave, then I would consider some emergency action in order to speed these people up through the system. But the problem that we have right here, and look, I can say that this guy might be genuine and I might want to support him as much as human possible from one person to another, is the incentive structure that is currently going to be created by giving these people what they want. The fact of the matter is, millions of people have flooded our border. Millions of people are fraudulently claiming asylum in the United States of America. They're living in New York City. And what we need to do is decide how we're going to deal with this. Are we going to punish this bad behavior, or are we going to reward it, thus incentivizing it going forward? These people, sure, they want to work. I'm sure some of them are 100% legit, but giving them that ability to work, accelerating that for them, will only make this problem increase tenfold a little bit later. And the fact that New York City and New York State are pushing so hard for this, in addition to their sanctuary city and sanctuary state laws, in addition to the right to housing laws in New York City, is only drawing more and more people here day by day. Absolutely not. We can't do this. You gotta go back. You want to work, you want to support yourselves. There are a bunch of countries, in fact, you pass through several of them on your way to defraud the United States asylum system, that I'm sure can use your labor.
Governor Kathy Hochul has tried to speed along the process. These migrants are also up in arms over language access barriers and temporary shelters, saying 30 days isn't long enough.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. No, absolutely not. The idea that you're going to come to this country and then bitch about the language that we speak in this country and say, oh my God, there's so many language barriers. Why aren't there translators on every corner in order to make my transition to the United States of America so much easier? Look, I'm fine with intergenerational households where the kids learn English and they translate for their parents because over time they transition into regular, ordinary English speaking Americans. But the fact of the matter is, for you to come here, defraud our asylum system, demand welfare benefits, come specifically to New York to take advantage of the taxpayers and the stupid laws in the city of New York, and then say on top of that you want people to translate everything for you, I'm not into it. I'm not interested in it, and I'm absolutely not going to support it. No, if you want people to speak the same language as you, then there's a home country that you came from where that's definitely the case.
This mother and her two kids have been staying at a humanitarian relief center at Floyd Bennett Field, but she says the city should be providing more assistance.
What I expect to have, like, help from American people, I did not see that.
Look, again, I don't want people to hate migrants just because they're migrants. I don't want people to be aggravated at them or anything like that. But is there anything more entitled than what this woman said? She expected better help from the American people, and she's not seeing it. She's currently being sheltered. We built a whole new shelter for this woman. That's where her kids are staying. And she's looking dead in the camera on the local news and saying, not good enough. This is not what I expected. I wanted more. Which, by the way, should lead you to understand my issue with incentivizing these people to come here, because they're clearly coming here for the welfare benefits. Go back to your home country. Deport her right now. You give an interview like this and you say, look, I'm staying at a shelter on the taxpayer dime. It's cost millions upon billions of dollars to New York City. They're cutting their public services and it's not good enough. Plane ticket, you're gone. Take your kids with you. We don't need you here.
The relief center continues to be a point of contention for Republican Councilmember Vicky Palladino, who says the city is already giving the migrants too much.
This is absolute, absolute insanity at its finest.
Yeah, I praise this very same councilwoman for trying to do something about the squatter issue in the city of New York, and I'm going to praise her here. This is kind of asinine. This is ridiculous. This is absurd. The idea that these people are going to protest at City Hall for more benefits, that they're going to protest for special law changes specifically for them, that they're going to accuse the entire city of New York of evil white racism for not bending over backwards to cater to them when we've already done enough, and when the things that they're asking for will draw in more criminal migrants, more people defrauding the asylum system, is an insane, asinine proposal, and we definitely shouldn't do it. But you know what? Those are just my thoughts. I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below about this particular issue. As usual, if you like this video, you can show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the absolute craziness in New York City with these migrants now protesting and accusing everybody of being racist. Till next time.